All right, and that was our theme for our Musicians Come and Play program. Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. We're at 12 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, and we're at 28 degrees here in central Minnesota. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 on your FM dial. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research Council Promotion Studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are Chasm. And I believe it is our 225th guest today on the program for Musicians Come and Play. And we have our guest on the line, and we're going to go to the phone line and bring him in right now. And we say good morning to Mr. Al Draghi. Al, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing fine.
Very good, Al. And where do you make home? Where are you at today?
Where am I at today?
Yes.
I'm at home here, just sitting on my recliner doing nothing.
Okay, and where is home for you, Al?
I live in the little town of Evan, Minnesota.
Evan, Minnesota. For folks that don't know where that is, what's the next biggest town or where? What area?
Actually, we'd be between Sleepy Eye, Minnesota, if you've ever heard of that.
Uh-huh.
And Morgan, Minnesota, which is to our west.
Oh, yes. Okay, so you're down in that New Ulm country, just a little bit to the west of it then.
Yes.
All right. Well, you got a good handle on where you're at. Born and raised there, or where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised about 25 miles west of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're what they would call a transplant then. You were a Wisconsinite, then you're now a Minnesotaite, huh?
I've been here for, 60-some years already.
Oh, really? Okay. So you're pretty much a citizen of Minnesota then.
I guess you could call it that.
There right? You go. All right. And a musician at heart, I understand you, what, play guitar, bass guitar, or what do you do, Al?
Now I play bass guitar. I started out with a doghouse or the bass fiddle, and then I switched to a bass horn. I played that for quite a few years.
Uh-huh.
And now I play bass guitar, of
bass
course.
Guitar. And currently playing with Larry Olson?
Yes, that's who I'm working for now.
Yes. Okay. Well, take us back to the beginning. Who were your parents, first of all?
My parents?
Yes.
Oh, my parents, my dad's name was Albert, the same as mine.
Uh-huh.
And they were born and raised out in that same country.
All right. Okay. On the farm?
My dad was a professional musician in the 1930s.
Oh, wow.
And he farmed also mm-hmm. after that. He played fiddle.
Okay.
Now they called it a Western band at that time. Now it's country music that they
sure.
play.
Sure. Uh-huh. All right. Any brothers and sisters?
I have one brother.
One brother.
My brother lives close to Dallas, Texas.
Oh, okay. And a musician also or not?
He was in the Army band in the 1960s.
Okay.
And then he quit that.
Okay, very good. Well, how did you get started, Al? What got you into music?
How I got started, I don't know. My dad played music for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a little band, and they decided they needed a bass player. I started out playing a piano accordion when I was about 9-10 years old, and then I switched to bass because that's what they needed.
Okay. Very good. And so that was back then. Did you go on to college, or where did you go to school, and did you play in the band in school then, or how did that all work out?
I went to a high school in a little town called Bonduelle, Wisconsin, which is about 30 miles west of Green Bay.
Okay. And then any college at all?
No, I never got to college. I graduated when I was 18 years old. It all started out, we picked up a friend of mine from college at River Falls, and Fess Fritchie was playing at River Falls, actually.
Okay.
And I asked if I could sit in with the band, see?
Oh, sure.
And he let me do that, and the next fall, he gave me a call, and I went to work for him, and I've been here ever since.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So Now things are coming together. I think I heard once that Fez had a bass player back in the days, and his name was Al Draghi. That was you, huh?
That was me.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So are you on some of those recordings back in those years then?
I was on the recording that made, I don't know if you ever heard of Annalisa.
Yes.
And some of them tunes. The Bullfrog in St. Paul is another one. They still play in New Orleans.
Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's really amazing. So you go back a long ways with Fez then. How many years were you with Fez then?
I was with Fez Ritchie for 2 years.
For 2 years. Okay. All right. And I'll bet that was in the heyday, huh? They were playing a lot of jobs in those years?
In 1956, we played 312 jobs.
Oh, my word. There was no need for practicing then. You were playing and practicing at the same time all the time, huh?
Just about. Yeah,
yes.
Just about.
Oh, man. And not in the same place probably 2 days in a row. You were on the road all over the place, huh?
The 1956, see, Lent used to be over on Saturday noon, so
yeah.
We played the first night, Bay City, Wisconsin, and we worked 90 nights straight.
Oh, my word. Wow. Wow, that's really something. Hey, Al, can you mention some of the great musicians that played in the band at that time with Fez and what they played?
I worked with a guy named Slivers DeWans. Tex Prawl played accordion. Clarence Prawl played trumpet. Let me see. Wimpy Rosner was from Pennsylvania. He played the lead. Willard Goulden played drums, and a guy named Doyle Eldercon played piano, that I can remember.
Very good. Wow, that's some rich, rich history. And boy, back in the, so what 2 years, you want to mention again what years those were when you played with Fez? Was that in the 50s, you said?
I started in the fall of 1955.
55, okay, very good. So you probably played a few times over the years in that Polka Days celebration down in New Ulm, Minnesota, or was that before they had that yet?
I played all of them except four.
Okay, all right. Wow. And boy, what a gala time those were. I got in on the end of it in the late 60s there, walking down the streets, and by midnight you couldn't hardly take a step without kicking a beer can or bottle or cup or something because they did know how to party it up back in those years, huh?
Oh, gosh, a day party.
Oh, yeah.
They said they had as high as 80,000 people there the last years.
My goodness, wow. And I'll bet through the years you got to rub elbows with some great other polka bands. I mean, there was just a few of them from New Ulm, huh? Like the Six Fats and Whoopi John and Babe Wagner and Elmer Scheid. Holy buckets, there was a lot of great bands, huh?
Yeah, see, I worked for the Babe Wagner Band for 2 years.
Oh, you did? Wow.
I worked for Elmer Scheid for, I think, 6 years.
Uh-huh.
I worked for Ray Dorschner. I lived out, we moved out to Wisconsin in the 1960s for a couple, 3-4 years.
Okay.
I worked for Ray Dorschner out there.
Oh, you did? Okay. Wow. Boy, those are some great bands that you got to do some time with. Ah, my goodness. What kind of horn did you pump then? You got an upright or a sousaphone, or what have you got?
I had an upright bass. It was an English Besson I had.
Okay. All right. Wow. You know what? I didn't know exactly who I was getting today for a guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. This is awesome. So, okay, so that was all that history back in then. So how do you get to be with Larry Olson? What filled the gap then? Did you keep playing all those years? Or?
With Larry Olson, we had a party here. Out one of these young guys had a farm place, and he had a party, and I got involved with them.
Uh-huh.
The guy named Nate Fredericks and that Munsterman, what the heck's his first name? We were playing, and Larry and Brenda, his wife,
yeah,
and some other people, they come with their motorcycles.
Oh, yes.
And Larry played a couple tunes with us, you know, while we were partying.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry always used to use some kind of a machine that he could play the left hand on his concertina to play the bass parts.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And that thing went to pieces, and he couldn't find anybody to fix it.
Uh-huh.
So he got a hold of me, and I guess I've been there ever since.
Okay. Wow. And so then you started out playing bass horn with Larry and then moved to bass guitar. Is that how it went?
I played bass guitar with Larry.
Oh,
I
just guitar. Okay. All right. All right. And who's currently playing with Larry then? So you're on guitar, Larry's on concertina. Who else do you use?
We have a guy named Richard Repke from Arlington.
Uh-huh.
Dale Toke from Brookings, South Dakota.
And what do they play?
He's trumpet.
He's a trumpet, okay.
Richard played trumpet. Dale played trumpet.
Okay.
And then John Wenninger has been playing drums with us for the last while now.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Of the Wenninger band, John Wenninger?
Yeah, he was with the Wenninger band
yep.
at one time.
And now he's with you guys. Okay.
Well, just helping us out, you know.
Sure. Well, we lost track of John because we had him on as a guest some time ago, and I haven't heard from him now since. So that's where he is. So he's with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, very good, Al. If you can hang on for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Sure.
All right.
I'll just hang on here.
Sounds good. So, the St. Joe Meat Market, here for you during this busy holiday season. Always many great items for your holiday needs. From the meat department, there's lots of hams, smoked turkeys, prime rib roasts, meat and cheese trays, and lots of flavors of sausage on hand. And if you're looking for something for that special someone, how about a St. Joe Meat Market gift card? The perfect gift for any occasion. Gift cards, they come in any amount, and they don't have an expiration date. And also, for your information, holiday hours at the St. Joe Meat Market are as follows for this week. Monday through Friday will be, Monday through Thursday will be open at the St. Joe Meat Market 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. On Friday, open from 6 a.m. till 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, open all day 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Will be closed on Sunday, Christmas Eve day, and Monday, Christmas Day, all day, both days. So do your shopping early and come into the St. Joe Meat Market. Also, a reminder that the CD, Holy Rye, Polkas and Waltzes Down by the Riverside by the Lester Schuft and his Country Dutchman, is available for purchase at the St. Joe Meat Market at the checkout counter. The St. Joe Meat Market is one of the great sponsors for this recording, proudly continuing to help support polka music. Many other CDs, DVDs, and still a few cassettes. Great for stocking stuffers. As always, for more information or prices, give a call to 320-363-4913. You can like us on Facebook or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. A wish to you and yours from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market for a very Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year in 2018. And Al, for being our guest on the program, we started this many years ago with Wally Pickle, our first guest, and haven't looked back since. We put up a nice meat package at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we send that out to you, priority mail, and include some smoked brats and hot dogs and bacon and summer sausage and all kinds of good stuff like that, and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good faith, good health. How's that?
Sounds good.
All righty. And somebody around you at all? Are you married with family, or how does things work out for you, Al?
Well, I have my wife and I, we live here.
Uh-huh.
I have a daughter that's about 6 miles away, and I have a brother in Dallas, Texas, and another son in Wichita Falls, Texas.
Oh, yes. Okay, very good. Well, that's all very interesting, Al, all this that you've been telling us. When you said you played tuba, did you learn to read music, or did you play everything from ear?
I rather read. I read everything.
See,
I worked with big bands, the big modern dance bands, and there you have to read.
Oh, really? You played with some of those too, huh? Wow. Who did you work with there? What were some of the names of the bands there?
I worked with the Al Pearson Band,
uh-huh.
who now runs Guy Lombardo.
Oh, yes, yep.
And I worked for Guy DeLeo in New Ulm.
Oh, you did. Okay. Now, are those two bands still going, or did they fold up?
Excuse me, I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay. I was just asking, are those bands still active? Do you know if they're still playing?
No, Guy DeLeo, he passed away in the 1980s already.
Okay.
and Al Pearson, I believe, is still running the guy is running the Guy Lombardo band.
Okay, all right, boy, some great names there. So you got quite some experience over the years, then.
Oh gosh, I've been all over.
I'll bet some wonderful ballrooms, huh? Can you mention some of them that you've been in that really impressed you?
Another thing I was going to say, the first year I worked in New Ulm, we played 80 different places in the state of Minnesota alone.
Oh, really? 80 different places available for polka music back in those
years?
Yes,
all different kinds of music. We played all over.
Oh, my goodness. Some of the ballrooms, do you care to mention that you've been in over the years?
Oh, gosh, let me see. Right off the hat now, Hardiger's down by St. Peter, the Golden Rule Ballroom in Searles, Minnesota, the Klossner House, George's Ballroom, of course, in New Ulm.
Yeah.
The Orchid in Sleepy. I did even work up at Albany at, I can't remember what the place was called anymore, but
oh, really?
I did play up there.
Okay.
The Falls Ballroom in Little Falls.
Yeah.
Granite City Coliseum in St. Cloud.
Yeah.
Fairgrounds, St. Cloud. Oh, gosh, all over.
I guess you were. I bet you the ones in the Twin Cities, too. Bel Ray and Schlieff's Little City.
The Bel Ray, the Majestic.
Yep.
Prom? What the heck was the...
The Prom?
The Prom. We worked the Archer Circuit.
Oh, yes.
That was five different ballrooms. We played one after the other.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And Medina Ballroom is still going. I bet you were there.
Yes, that's still there. I was up there. We were up there a couple years ago.
Okay. All right. So how's things going with the Larry Olson Band these days? Are you guys busy there too then?
Well, we're working enough. We work about four nights a month, maybe a little more, a little less.
Uh-huh.
See, he farms about 3,000 acres of land.
Yeah.
And when he's planting and when he's harvesting, then we slow up.
Okay, sure. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, our time has just about run out, Al, but before we let you go, I always ask every musician if they have a special memory or something that stands out in their mind, any awards that they were given, anything you care to share with the listeners about your experience in music?
The one experience I had, I was thinking about it because you had mentioned it the other day when you called me.
Uh-huh.
I worked with a fellow named Harvey Becker.
Yeah.
Glencoe.
Riverside Dutchman.
Yes. And there was four of us that played at Hamburg, Minnesota for a wedding.
Uh-huh.
There was Harvey, Clay Adamson, Wayne Welsh, the drummer, and me.
Uh-huh.
And when that job started, it was just horrible. I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be the four of the longest hours I ever spent in my life. And as we went on, the first 15 minutes I did was terrible.
Uh-huh.
And then we played this this Oak Ridge Boys tune called Elvira.
Yeah.
And it clicked. That band came together like I've never played ever before.
Really? Fit like a
glove.
I'll
never forget that job.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That is quite an experience. And I think a lot of musicians can identify with that because especially when you sit in with other groups, it's like baseball players or football players or any sports. If they don't practice together, if they've not been together, it takes a little bit till they get to know the system and everybody gets on the same page. But boy, look out. Once you get together, it really goes, huh?
Yes, it sure does. It made quite a difference. I think about 15 minutes it took for everybody to get used to everybody else, you know.
Oh, that's great. Well, good. Just quickly, what instrument are you playing? You're playing bass guitar. What kind of guitar do you have?
I have a Fender.
A Fender, okay.
It's 1963 jazz bass. I had it appraised between $25,000 to $30,000 now.
Okay. Wow, that's a nice instrument.
They're going to bury me with that someday.
I'll bet they will. Well, we hope that's quite a ways down the road because it's great to have musicians like you still, you know, touching the past, going back in time and can talk about the past. I'll bet we could do another show on Fez alone, huh? You'd have a few stories to tell about Fez, huh?
Oh, yes. We had some good times.
Oh, yeah. And
recording sessions and stuff like that, yes.
Did you play with Babe, too, or just Swede Wagner?
Babe died in 1949.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember, in September, I believe it was.
Uh-huh.
But a Swede was running the band, Donny Klassner.
Yep.
Dixie Frank, I don't know if you remember these guys.
Yes,
Letty
I do.
Wevren.
Yep, yep.
Big Don Burkhart.
Oh, yes, Donnie's still going yet.
Donnie's still around yet.
Yes, he
works
is.
A lot of nursing homes.
Yep.
And, I see him every so often.
Yep, he's still playing with Carl whenever he can.
He just plays, he's got his one-man band.
All right. So did you ever get to rub elbows with Hillary Haig and Dirk Comic and some of those great bass players, too?
I worked with Earl Schmidt quite a few jobs a number of years back.
Uh-huh.
And if they couldn't find a saxophone player, Hillary Haig would play tenor sax, and then, of course, I played the bass horn at that time.
Oh, yes. Okay. Very good. Boy, we could go on and on today, Al. This is very, very interesting. I'm so glad that we ran into you. Our time has run out, so we want to take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out and joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And I tell each and every musician, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this show again sometime. How's that?
That sounds like a winner.
You bet, Al. And I also want to take this opportunity to wish you and the better half there a very Merry Christmas and hope you have a great New Year.
I'm the same to you. I hope you do, too.
All right. So with that, we're going to let you run. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. But, Al, you have a great afternoon.
Yeah, you too. Don't work too hard today.
All right. So there he goes. Mr. Al Draghi, our 225th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And don't go away. We're going to have music coming up and probably feature a little music by Fez Fritzy and also the Larry Olson Band. So don't go away.